This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype. Or, no, you can't. Sorry. I'm screwing that up once a show. We got rid of Skype last week, Ben, just in case you didn't know. We fired Skype and have replaced it fully with Discord, where people can call in and sound way better because Skype was cutting back the audio quality. They basically destroyed some of the features of their program in their latest upgrade.
Yeah, it was a horrible upgrade, man.
Yeah. So done with that. Moving on, Discord only. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can also chat with our other Discord participants there. There's multiple chat rooms of different types. But for on-air purposes, you can join one of the three on-air call-in line rooms there at the top of the Discord. It's Ian, Ben, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're just getting into this story here, this editorial piece by Paul Krugman over at the New York Times, where he's explaining why he's a crypto skeptic. And his first big critique has to do with what he calls the high costs of transactions. And as we were just saying at the very end of the last segment, it sounds like Krugman really doesn't know anything about cryptocurrency.
He doesn't.
So let me recap just a few sentences here. He says, so he's talking about how over history, the transaction, the friction between transactions, the cost and the friction has gone down. Looking at, you know, the ease of spending money was difficult when it was coins. Of course, it was more difficult when it was barter before that, right, where you had to have a chicken. If the other person didn't want a chicken, then you were screwed. Or, you know, coconuts versus chicken. All that was very confusing. So you went to gold and silver. Then they went to paper money. Then they went to fiat and, digital versions, credit cards. Cards, making the ease of transaction, the friction lower, making it easier to do that. And he claims here that the enthusiasm for cryptocurrencies seems odd, he says, because he claims it goes in the opposite of the long-run trend. Instead of near frictionless transactions, we have high costs of doing business, because transferring a Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency unit requires providing a complete history of past transactions.
This is just
false.
Simply incorrect.
How would you describe what doing a Bitcoin transaction requires? Because it doesn't require you transfer a history of all the transactions.
No, what it actually requires for 99.9% of transactions that people will do is all you need to know is what they call your unspent transaction outputs, which basically says you need to know what the current balance
of your bank account
of your address.
Yeah.
You don't need to know, but that's the same thing as what's going on with your bank.
An unspent transaction output is a technical term. All you need to do is open your Bitcoin wallet.
That's right.
Look at the wallet.
Yes.
Oh, I've got Bitcoin here. Do I have enough to cover this purchase? I do.
That's
plus
right.
A transaction
Send.
Fee.
Send.
And, yes, it's that easy. Or you know, I mean, my company Cointex, our whole thing is to try to make this even easier. It's like,
right. You
don't even have to open up a wallet. Send a text. Send $2, and then I put in your phone number, Ian, and boom, you've got Bitcoin Cash.
And we've done this.
We've done it.
You and I, well, the first week you were here, you showed us the ropes on Cointext.
Yep.
It's Cointext.io.
That's right.
Is that the website? In fact, you were just telling us off the air that you've got some cool plans for Cointext. You're going to be doing internationalization, even more so than it currently is.
Yeah, we're in 10 countries, but we're now releasing to a whole bunch of, we're only in English, and that's why we chose the countries we're in, but now we're going with 50 languages. We're starting with Spanish.
Wow.
We're rolling out in September. First week of September, we'll be out in the biggest Spanish-speaking countries in the world.
That's
and
amazing.
Spanish will be available in all the countries that we're currently in.
So if you send a text in Spanish, whatever the word send
That's
is
right.
in Spanish.
Enviat. If you use that.
I could be in Germany and speak in Spanish on your app.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. Or you could be in Mexico and speak in German.
Right, and a lot of the, you know, speaking of reducing friction, so Cointext is doing that.
Sure.
And so is everybody else, right?
Absolutely.
So like AnyPay, for instance, our friends Derek and Steven over there, making it even easier at a point of sale. When you go in real life and you want to buy something at a store, let's say you're in downtown Keene or Portsmouth,
mm-hmm.
Nashua, I think all you got is a pizza place.
I think it's not a lot.
But you know, you're going down to the pizza place, you want to get some pizza, you pull out your wallet, you scan a QR code that they present to you, and then within a second, usually, it says paid right there on the screen.
That's right.
In fact, I just made a video, and I haven't made a blog post about it, but it's the video is currently up at freekeen.com, where it takes about a whole minute to do an entire transaction, everything from scanning the product to totaling mm-hmm. the sale to this is at Route 101, which is the little gift shop that our Thursday night co-host runs. And then he actually takes a little bit of time because he gives a 5% discount to anyone who pays with crypto.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Whenever you go in there, you get a discount if you're paying in any kind of cryptocurrency. You get 5%. So he's, you know, has to pull out the calculator to take the 5% off. Then he finally puts the amount into AnyPay, and it just takes seconds to complete that part of the transaction. And he then comments that, you know, the amount of time it took is actually less than a typical credit card transaction.
Absolutely.
You scan the credit card machine's got to contact the bank, it's got to ask for an approval, it then gets the approval, and then whatever, you know, printing and signing has to be done. So I would say right now, it's sometimes faster, sometimes it can be a little bit slower, sometimes there's a delay between when you hit the send button and, you know, when AnyPay will show that it's been paid. But I'd say it's on par, if not better, most of the time with credit cards to pay with cryptocurrency.
My experience with AnyPay has been like 2 to 3 seconds is what we're really talking about, which is not only faster than credit cards, it's faster than paying somebody in paper.
And getting change back. Absolutely.
So I don't know what this guy's talking about. I don't know what Krugman is talking about.
He seems to believe you have to provide a complete, this is his words, it requires, transferring a Bitcoin requires providing a complete history of past transactions.
I think what he's trying to say is that the blockchain records all transactions ever made on the Bitcoin network.
But that's not a requirement on the buyer.
No. A node, if you were to open up the Bitcoin wallet, the original sort of Bitcoin wallet, I would call it a QT wallet.
The full node wallet.
Then you host all transactions ever made.
Correct. There are files on your computer if you're running a Bitcoin full node. Same thing with any other full node, Dash full node, you know, Ethereum full node, whatever. You've got files or several files on the computer that totals up to, at last I looked, it was over 150 gigabytes.
Yep,
but that was several months ago, so I'm not sure what it's at. Maybe it's getting closer to 200 gigabytes. I'm not sure. Yep. I'd have to pull up a chart. But, yeah, so it takes up some space. But I've got a 5-terabyte hard drive.
Right.
So it's like, you know, that's nothing. 200 gigabytes is really, these days, nothing. And, of course, over time, hard drives are going to get bigger and there's going to be plenty of space there. But nobody's transmitting all that data at once whenever they want to send it. The amount of data that's transmitted for a Bitcoin transaction is very, very small. Yep. It's just basically saying to the network, saying to the Bitcoin network, hey, I'm over here. I'm this wallet. I want to order this amount from my wallet to go over to this other person's wallet over here. Okay? Order sent. And then the Bitcoin transaction, you know, is on the network, and then it gets confirmed by these various different nodes and miners, and there's security and cryptographic soundness and all that. And it's done within moments.
Yep.
So, to me, that process is has less friction.
Of course it does.
Than the traditional methods. Like you said, making change, talk about a time-consuming task. You're going to have, the more times you buy something with cash, the closer you are to some cashier who doesn't know how to make change and or is purposely trying to shortchange you. So that doesn't happen with cryptocurrency.
What about the nervous breakdown that you have trying to get your change in your wallet and
get out of the way, the
receipt and where I'm supposed to put it at?
I hate
that's
that.
The worst.
I mean, I just end up with taking it all and wadding it up and putting
shoving
it all
in your pocket.
Shoving my front pocket and getting out of there.
I think the worst part about this and the most misleading part is that he's saying that it's going to more friction and not to less.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, this is open source software. So unlike Visa, unlike MasterCard, there are people like myself who want to make products that make it easier for people to do. I don't have to ask permission.
Nope.
I can just go and say, hey, I've got a great idea that's going to make life easier just for everybody, and just do it. And so it's like you've got all of these brilliant minds, and there are some brilliant minds in the space in terms of developers.
So many.
I mean, these guys, the hand cash guys in Spain, you just touch your two phones together or touch your phone. You don't even scan the QR code, and it goes immediately.
We got more coming up here in moments, and I think that's an important point. And, you know, yeah, there's plenty of smart people in the old money system, but the fact that you don't have to ask permission here is it allows for so much innovation so quickly, and we're just scratching the surface of this stuff after the first 9 years. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind here. We're talking about Paul Krugman, the economist, supposed economist from the New York Times, who talks about Bitcoin as though...
I believe he has a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he doesn't know anything about Bitcoin.
You ain't got no Marconi, player.
Neither do we. That's the radio award,
you
by the way.
Do not have a Marconi.
Oh, okay.
That's what
I'm
saying.
I wasn't saying I did. But anyway, we're talking about Krugman and his opinions about cryptocurrency. He says he's a skeptic. Well, he's an uninformed skeptic, and we are trying to clear this up. We're going to get back into that. But I also want to let you know about AnyPay. I mentioned it in the last segment, but I didn't give their website. AnyPay.global is where you can go. Maybe you're a retailer. You've got a manager or an owner of a retail establishment, and you're into cryptocurrency, and you've been wondering how you can accept crypto at your point of sale from customers. Well, AnyPay has made it about as easy as it could possibly be for the moment. Now, certainly maybe future innovations will make it even easier, like you were talking about with like NFC and other technologies to where you don't even have to scan QR codes like you currently do. But for right now, it couldn't get any easier than what AnyPay has set up. Go to AnyPay.global. It is, I would say, state of the art. And so AnyPay.global makes it easy to accept Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and a few other cryptocurrencies at your point of sale. And it's so easy to do. They don't charge you anything for it either. I don't know how they make money.
How are they making money?
I don't think they are. I'm pretty sure it's an act project by Stephen, who is basically retired at age 27 because he worked for Ripple and held on to his Ripple.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I think he's doing pretty well for himself. I think he's got the long-term vision of that AnyPay, this is what he's explained to me at least, that AnyPay will become a success, that it will help so many businesses take cryptocurrency, that crypto will become more popular because of that, that the price of all the cryptos, including Dash or whatever else it is that they're holding in their reserves at AnyPay, will become worth more. And so it's just a long-term vision for the future of cryptocurrency. And this is what it takes. It takes businesses being able to adopt cryptocurrency and make it usable in real life. I mean, it's cool to go at SaveAPurse.com and buy something through Amazon and save 20%, but it's even cooler to go down downtown Keene and grab some barbecue or a burger or pizza or whatever, or go and get your car repaired or get your hair done at a local salon for cryptocurrency. That takes it from the internet realm and brings it into the real world, and that's what AnyPay has allowed to make possible. It's super easy. Go get signed up. If you've already got a tablet at your point of sale, you're already halfway done. AnyPay.global, all you need is your username and password. There's no paperwork. There's no government mandates. There's no jumping through hoops. It's just so easy. Within, I would say, 10 minutes. As long as you already have a wallet set up and you've got a tablet, within 10 minutes you're accepting crypto.
Yep.
AnyPay.global. So Krugman says that the problem, he says, with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is that you have to transfer to provide a complete history of past transactions every time you transfer Bitcoin. Just plain false. But let me go on here. He says instead of, because again, all we're talking about with Bitcoin is a decentralized ledger that is a public ledger that exists in thousands of locations all around the planet. And those thousands of locations have full copies of the entire blockchain, which is every transaction that's ever happened. But that data doesn't transfer every time somebody hits the send button on their crypto wallet. All you're doing is you're moving some amount from one point in the ledger to another point in the ledger. You have the authorization to move the bitcoins that you have control over, and that's it.
That's right.
So going on here with his critique, he's talking about the idea of friction in moving money around. So, let's see. He says, instead of money created by the click of a mouse, he's talking about fiat money there, the money created by the click of a mouse, we have money that must be mined, created through resource-intensive computations. So what he's saying is, see, fiat's better. We can just have a politician go and click, you know, or somebody at the Federal Reserve can just go and then make $1 billion more. And you guys have all this mining that has to happen with thousands of computers competing and spending all this money on energy. That seems very inefficient,
Ben. But what about all of the resources that have to be taken up to enable that guy to, like, all the wars that have to be fought, all the bureaucracy that has to happen. He's acting like that mouse isn't sitting inside of a behemoth of a bureaucracy that spends billions upon billions of dollars and wastes it. Talk about resource heavy.
Okay, so if this is the biggest critique against Bitcoin, I think the best critique against cryptocurrency is the cost of mining, the power that goes into it, the resources and these sorts of things. I want to address this as clearly as I can. First off, because of Bitcoin mining, what we found is that processor innovation has sped up. So computers are better, faster.
Because of the demand, because of the increased demand for GPUs.
Is that worth electricity? Is some amount of money? Is that worth some amount of money? Does that have a value?
Yes.
At this point they've estimated about 6 months faster. CPU innovation has occurred. Is time travel in the area of CPU production worth something? And I say yes, it is. I think it's worth quite a bit. That's not it. Secondarily, when you compare Bitcoin and the mining operation. Don't forget, it's not just about creating new cryptocurrency. It's also about securing the transactions and securing the network.
Right. So, which is the miner's main role.
Yes.
If you want to talk about comparing apples to apples, you need to talk about comparing. You need to talk about securing U.S. dollars and other fiat currencies.
Oh yes.
Think about the roads required to get to banks.
The roads.
Think about the tellers that are required walking around doing bank things. Is that worth something? Are these people's jobs worth something? The electricity that runs the fluorescent lights, the computers.
Right. That's the thing. This energy claim that Bitcoin's so wasteful is what you'll hear trotted out by environmentalist kind of critics of Bitcoin.
Yep.
But I don't think anyone has ever even tried to calculate the number of bank buildings, the number of, like you said, lights. How about the number of computers that are in all those banks at
ATMs,
every single desk?
ATMs.
All the ATMs, the banks, the computers, the staff, everything that's there to support that entire bureaucracy is not the right word, but that entire behemoth of banking across
it's
the globe,
bureaucracy.
Across the planet. I can't even imagine how much that dwarfs the amount of power going into mining Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And so even if you don't even think about the banks and all that, I heard somebody ran some numbers between Bitcoin mining versus the resources that it has to take to mine new gold into existence, which is, again, a fraction of mining gold into existence. So, of course, there are going to be costs involved in a new money system. But when you compare the costs of Bitcoin and continuing to continue to maintain that, it is a fraction of the old banking, old money system.
It's
so much more secure.
So much more efficient. So much more.
Not only more efficient, but also more secure.
Yes,
because the old money system isn't really secure at all.
That's right.
It's as secure as a username and password, which is crap. You know, anybody can crack a username and password, get into your bank account, and then authorize all kinds of terrible things to be done in your name. Whereas with cryptocurrency, you get to be the security. You hold the keys to your cryptocurrency wallet. And we'll continue here in moments, because we've only gotten... We're not even through whatever his second critique is yet. We're still just on this whole friction of money thing. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. John Yoo is a former Department of Justice official. He believes there's one thing that Omarosa should be really concerned about.
She's in big trouble, really the biggest trouble she could possibly be in, is for bringing a recording device into the White House Situation Room, which is supposed to be the most protected area in the United States. If you were the Chinese Secret Service, this is a dream come true, and it's a criminal penalty to bring a device like that and record someone inside what's supposed to be a secured room to protect classified information.
And the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in, toll-free, join us, and bring up whatever's on your mind here. Our number is 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got Discord. And I got to apologize to, I think it's Big Ben from Canada. He's been sitting there on Discord and went, just remember the fact that he was there. So we're going to get back to that. We'll get back to the Paul Krugman story as well, where he's attacking Bitcoin yet again. But first, we go to those calls to the Discord line. Hello, Big Ben from Canada. Are you with us?
Yep.
Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Last night, you guys were talking about how there's a lack of ethnic diversity, and as well as lack of women within the liberty movement.
Yeah, a guy called in on that. It's a topic that I try my very best to avoid at all costs. The last thing I think we should do is welcome black people. I just think it's uncomfortable and weird, and not what people are looking for. But by all means, let's chit chat about it. I brought a semi-black guy into the studio to discuss it.
I'm half black and half Mexican, so I think we're covering
both worlds here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we can make you uncomfortable in several ways then.
Or I could make you uncomfortable.
I'm already uncomfortable.
So what about it, Big Ben?
Well, I kind of have this idea that For one, authoritarians are generally better at dividing people among cultural backgrounds than they are, say, class or political ideology and whatnot. So there's that element of it. And then I believe also that there are more people within those subsets of groups of individuals that are dependent on the state, whether it be welfare or having someone within their lives that are working for the government, et cetera.
That is probably a true statement. It's not going to make people happy, but it's probably a true mm-hmm. statement.
I'm not sure what the point is.
Well, people who rely on the state don't generally want the state to go away.
Are you saying that women and minorities are more likely to rely on the state?
Yes, but not just in the form of welfare. Usually also many of them are
employed. Because aren't most welfare recipients in the United States white people?
But that doesn't mean that's true. But that doesn't mean that.
Also, I don't see a large within the liberty movement. You look at like the Libertarian Party, for instance, or to a lesser extent, I'm not sure the Free State Project. There's the bulk of it is white males. Mm-hmm. So I mean, for all the people who are women and minorities who are not on welfare, which there are plenty of them, they're not coming into the party either.
They're not rushing in.
I'm not buying that explanation.
I'm not saying just welfare entirely. I'm saying they're more likely to have somebody that also works for the government, and they see as anyone who's a libertarian monarchist coming in will slash those jobs, and their sucks for the government will be out on their feet looking for a job and stuff like that.
Okay, so now you're saying it's either welfare recipients or government workers. So you're saying that women and minorities are more likely to work for the government?
That might be true.
Generally.
I think in some... Well, see, the real problem that you have is that it's really certain communities, right? So I don't think that you're really going to find all that many libertarians among white folks either.
No.
I mean, look at the numbers. And the fact of the matter is that it's like you certainly have communities where people want to be politically active. And it seems that in, having come up in predominantly minority communities myself, there's just not saying... the people who are going out to the polls do not tend to be people who are in those particular communities that I came up in, do not tend to be people who are the most, let's say, the most self-sufficient in that particular community. And I think that it's just a numbers game, really. There aren't that many libertarians, period.
Period.
Right. And so then if you're dealing with minorities in the first place, I mean... Well, there's going to be a whole lot less. They should be representative of the population. And, I think that what you have is that you really just have the Libertarian Party or libertarianism happens to, quite honestly, a lot of it does have to do with class. Because it is a bit of a, I don't want to use the word privilege, but you do tend to find that the people who are the most interested in having the state out of their lives, one big thing is they're entrepreneurs.
Also, you kind of have to have a certain level of privilege to sit around and think of the morality
Absolutely.
Of the given geopolitical situation and those kinds of things. I mean, you're just busy doing other things if you don't have as much money. Like, I just can't address that in my mind today. I've got things to do, and then we can talk about how to, set up a better world for tomorrow. Once I can take care of things in my house today.
Yeah, that's a strong argument there. I wouldn't.
I know that when we had the gentleman calling us from Sierra Leone, I don't know if you recall that it's been a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, Mustafa Cole.
Mustafa. They've got the Sierra Leone Liberty Group. That's 100% black.
There you go.
It is. I wonder to myself, because he's a great marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do in order to raise funds for your given project is connect with people on a certain level. people who are libertarians believe in their stuff, not just from a political level, but they believe from a moral level too. And we understand that you have to give, you know, charity is going to be the thing that replaces, whatever the state calls their welfare system. So let's start today with our charity. So I wonder, not to say that he's not genuine, but how many people there are entirely genuine, or are they there for whatever handouts are coming because the charity's in play? Not to say I haven't donated, because I have.
That's a pretty cynical view. I mean, it's my understanding that...
people work from incentives.
Yeah, well, most of the people in the liberty movement are taking a loss.
Yeah,
activism is
you're
a
right.
loser.
Absolutely.
If you're an activist, you're losing money. You're not making money. Most of the time, it's very unlikely that you're ever going to have a profitable form of activism. And so I'm telling you, I'm looking at the photos of the Sierra Leone Liberty Group, and it doesn't look like they're living large on a bunch of money.
No, I don't think that at all.
Coming in. They're sitting in plastic chairs in a relatively small, nondescript room having a meeting. Their website, slg.info. I bring it up because...
Corrected.
The population statement that you were talking about, Ben, if you're in a population like Sierra Leone, most of the people there are black.
That's right.
And so, therefore, the libertarian group is actually full of black people
in
Sierra Leone.
And as small as ours.
And it's as small as ours. Exactly right.
That's right.
I mean, I was looking at a cryptocurrency meetup, which isn't necessarily libertarian, but I was looking at one in Vegas recently, and there were three people planning to attend. Now, to be fair, there's another week or so before the meetup actually happens, so maybe more people will RSVP, but we're getting that many people in Keene, New Hampshire, and the population between Vegas and Keene is, very, very large.
Then, as a Blaxican, what brought you into the Liberty Movement?
Well, I mean, I've been a hacker for a very long time. That's really that's what my background was. But I think the real question is, does it change anything? Like, how does the movement change if you just by the color of someone's skin? Like, I meet libertarians of all different, ethnicities and backgrounds, and it really, I mean, there's a coherence in terms of where their mindset is at. That's what makes them a libertarian. It's not that the fact that identity politics is being played, like, that's really the game of, as you say, of the authoritarians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think another thing to consider in this whole thing is, particularly in the United States, and like you say, there are liberty movements in other places, but particularly in the United States, there has been a huge push for the small amount of time that people who are minorities have even been able to vote. Like, let's not forget that fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? That, like, especially, like, being down in the South, if you're a black person, you've only been able to vote for about three generations maximum, and there's been a push to try to do certain things to get your vote from authoritarians.
Yeah, the emotional recovery
takes a while.
Yeah, is not in play yet.
No, not yet.
And I wish there were, and I think that would bolster the libertarians' numbers because, because it hasn't occurred yet.
Big Ben dropped off the line. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Plenty of open lines for you on our Discord server, discord.lrn.fm, if you want to join us here, Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. We've been talking pretty heavy about cryptocurrency here tonight. We've got an article by Paul Krugman at the New York Times explaining why he is a crypto skeptic, and we're going to get back into that. Joining you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
By the way, coming up in 2019, they're already planning the next Anarchapulco, which has been where you and I met back in 2017.
That's right. I'll be back there this year.
Before you had made the move here to New Hampshire, which you did this year. So you didn't go this year.
No.
So you didn't get to see when this event became a sellout. So between 2017 and 2018, the 2018 year of Anarchapulco, it sold out. Now, of course, they did have Ron Paul appearing and speaking. That might have been a factor, in which case Ron Paul's coming back in 2019. So you probably should expect this one to sell out as well, which means you should get your tickets now rather than later. Plan for February 14th through the 19th. Beautiful Acapulco. Mexico, at a world-class resort right there on the beach. It's an incredible location, but the people, of course, are the reason to attend. And there were around, I think, 1,700, I think it was, attendees this year. I believe they're going to go for the larger space. That's at least what they were telling us this year. They're going to move up to the largest venue on this particular resort, which will hold up to, I think, 3,000 to 4,000 people. So you've got a chance to get in this time and see Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many more names yet to be announced. You can get your tickets now for 15% off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at anarchapulco.com. It's going to be a great lineup of speakers discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationships, and I would add some weird stuff as well, because there's definitely like the whole range of libertarian to from the kind of the suits to the kooks to, you know, all over the place. They will cover topics of interest to you.
Yeah, I remember the really hot lady that was burning your skin and putting frog poison on it, and then you puked.
That didn't happen to me.
No, I'm saying that was a service offered.
I thought you were going to go and do that.
I was, but
did you not? You didn't
no, I
do
did
it.
Not. My wife said, "That's stupid. You're not doing that."
She smart was lady, super hot though.
That's not the reason. She was super hot.
AnnaCapulco.com, code FTL. You want to be there because, well, it seems like it's the top, like, number one most well-attended libertarian mm-hmm. event. And it was almost like a cryptocurrency event this year. There were so many crypto sponsors, Bitcoin.com and many others. Dash was there, so many crypto sponsors. Everybody was into cryptocurrency.
It's great.
Which, you know, it felt more of like a crypto conference than it did a liberty conference, but ultimately it was a very libertarian, very anarchist conference. AnnaCapulco.com, code FTL for that 15% off. As we go to Parker, he's in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vin, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. So I'd like to tell you a little bit before we get into things about this this podcast episode that I listened to last night. It's the Actual Anarchy podcast with Daniel Elwood and his co-host Robert, or as I like to call him, Bob.
Okay.
And they did this episode where they talked about this movie called Barefoot Gen, which is
Barefoot
about
what?
Barefoot Gen, like G-E-N, like generation, but...
Oh, okay. Barefoot Gen. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was a pretty good episode that they did. The movie that they were analyzing and reviewing was about the bombing of Hiroshima, and it's portrayed through the eyes of a young boy. Mm. So, yeah. It's also animated, so...
Sounds, horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some stuff that's horrifying about it. Don't get me wrong, but they did a really good job. It's like the movie did a good job portraying Hiroshima before, during, and after.
So let me just follow. So the podcast you were listening to was talking about this movie, and what was the movie called?
Barefoot Gen. Or
that
Barefoot
was the movie
Gen.
Name. Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And they did a really good job in the analysis of that, so check that out. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about how last night I tried to get my dad to watch the movie and his response to it, which gets ridiculous in a hurry.
All right,
so
let's hear it.
We started watching the movie, and there's about 2 minutes of overview of the war in the Pacific, how the Japanese started the war against the Americans by attacking the Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, and then the turning point at Midway and the Manhattan Project and all of that.
All right.
Well, all of this, mind you, is an animated intro.
Right.
Well, that continues being animated when they start to introduce the characters, and my dad is like, "Well, it's animated." It's like, "Yeah, so." And so he's like, "So this is propaganda." It's like, "How about you watch more than 2 minutes of this movie before denouncing that this is propaganda?" Huh? How about that?
What? There couldn't be propaganda with real life people in it? I mean, what?
Exactly. It's like, "Oh, so because the movie is showing the bombing of Hiroshima from the perspective of Japanese people, that automatically makes it propaganda." Really? That's your line of reasoning?
Well, I'm not sure that it's not propaganda, but that doesn't make it untrue.
Right. So there's good propaganda and there's bad propaganda. There's the propaganda that takes your side. That's the good propaganda.
Right.
And then there's the propaganda that takes the side that it was somehow okay. I'm presuming you're against the bombing. So then there's the propaganda that would presume that it's somehow okay to exterminate the lives of countless hundreds of thousands of innocent people or whatever
it
was.
So we continue to watch the movie. And then my mom gets a phone call from my older brother that basically puts the things on hold because she's in the same room and it's hard to watch a movie when half of the movie is dialogue and the dialogue is at least somewhat
okay.
important.
So then what happened?
So then, like, so I look over my dad and it's like, all right, we got to wait for mom to get off the phone before we continue to watch the movie. It's like, you know what? I just don't want to watch your anti-war propaganda. And immediately in the back of my head, I thought, so what? You'd rather watch pro-war propaganda? Is that what you're saying?
Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, he wants to watch Saving Private Ryan.
It's a better movie.
Wait, have you seen this? You don't know if it's a better movie.
Because things blow up.
They can blow things up in anime. You haven't seen it. You don't know about a better movie.
I'm just telling you.
Does have a point.
Conflict. A conflict transmits and into the screen, the film media, best with kabooms and fighting and guns and stuff.
Haven't you ever seen anime? Right. There's all kinds of explosions in anime.
I've never been a big fan of anime.
I'm presuming this is anime, right?
But
this is an anime
movie. It's anime.
It's made in the style of Japanese animation. But
that's anime.
That would be anime. So what you're saying is your dad is a warmonger.
Well,
and
come on. Everybody's dad's a warmonger.
Unless they're a peace lover.
It's hard to find any individual who grew up during the baby boom who is not at least in some way or to some degree a warmonger.
Well, that's a shame if that's true, because many of those baby boomers in, 1969, my dad was 19 years old, and he was a hippie,
My dad was 10 by 1965, so.
Yeah. So
I think that this is really, this is the 4chan boomer meme in full effect. It's like, one is for the war, and two doesn't want to watch anime. Like, I feel like this is a meme here.
Well, I'd like to give you a little bit more context. So
we don't have a whole lot more time, Parker.
Okay, well, I'll try and make this as quick as possible. So I said to my dad, look, I'm going to say to you the same thing that you said to me in regard to American Sniper. It's just a movie. And he said, well, who was Chris Kyle killing? To which I said he was killing innocent civilians who were defending their homes, their families, their neighbors, and their communities against an invading army who was illegally occupying their town.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, agreed.
It sounds like it was an interesting conflict, Parker. I thank you for sharing it with me. This is a frustration that a lot of libertarians have, is trying to share the ideas of liberty and peace with their family members, and they don't want to hear about it. They don't care what you think. They don't care about peace.
You got to pay for your own house for some time before your parents start listening to you.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Parker. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.